This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Three Man Front.
This is Three Man Front, Jocks 94.5, Pat Smith, Langham Roberts, Conrad Van Order with you. We are awaiting any moment Jimbo Fisher stepping behind the microphone there in College Station, Texas. We will bring you those comments live here on Three Man Front. Landrum, it's been a very hectic last 14 to 16 hours.
Yeah, and thank you, Nick Saban, for the comments that you gave us last night at the event, along with Nate Oates, Alabama basketball coach, to promote the World Games. I'm sure the World Games folks are like, wait a minute, the message is getting lost here. But no, last night it was very interesting when it went to social media. I think the thing that really, I guess, came home for me was hearing what he said, and we're going to play that if you haven't already heard the audio. But Pat, just hearing a football coach, especially a football coach that might be the best we've ever had in Nick Saban, say what he said. Because we've all, you know, talked about it over the years with recruiting and everything else. It's just so almost surreal to hear Nick Saban say that and to direct it at one institution, but actually three or four institutions.
And here's the other odd thing, because we all know the relationship between Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban.
Yeah.
This is not like that this is some coach that Nick Saban has never had any type of interaction with. He was on Nick Saban's staff. I mean, this is a guy that they go way back with each other. So it's a situation that it seems to be awkward. We'll see what Jimbo has to say. Will Jimbo have diarrhea of the mouth and just go on and on and on, or will he take the high road? It's going to be very interesting to see. And if you're Greg Sankey, you've got less than 2 weeks that you'll have all these guys in a room in Destin, Florida. And how's that going to go? Huh. Meanwhile, over in Oxford, Mississippi, Lane Kiffin is laughing his ass off.
Oh, it's great.
Because he's sitting there going, man, I finally got me a drafting partner. Now I've got Nick Saban. I got the GOAT.
That's the only drafting partner that you need, and everyone else will follow suit. I don't know who's going to come to the defense. Because, look, there's not been – I'll say there's been some ill will, especially around recruiting time with the first signing day. We saw it a couple of years ago where Kirby Smart and Jimbo kind of went at it. In things that they said about recruiting tactics and flips at the last minute, I don't know. I think that Jimbo Fisher kind of might be the loner here in this situation.
So if I was Jimbo, and if I was advising Jimbo, I would basically say, okay, look, let's not have a repeat of what you did earlier when you were blasting Lane Kiffin and this anonymous person on social media. What I would do is I'd basically come on and I would say, look, I'm not going to let anybody disparage the good people or this university at Texas A&M. I'm not going to let people do that. I'm going to defend that. But I want someone to actually tell me what NCAA rules we have broken, because they haven't. This is all NIL, the gray area, the blurred lines that we now deal with in college football. So technically, Jimbo Fisher has not done anything. Even if Texas A&M and that collective, although ethically we might say that it's wrong, from a technical standpoint, it's not. In regards to what the NCAA has failed to define.
Yeah, and that's something that I think everybody needs to realize. Let's just say there had been some shadiness going on, and Nick Saban had knowledge that Jimbo Fisher and that staff had done a lot of illegal things in this last recruiting class, and they had documented proof. There's no way in hell that Nick Saban's going to get up there on that stage and throw that out there. He's not going to do that. He's going to let someone else break that story, break that news. It's not going to be him being the mouthpiece for it. The reason he said it, and it was all going back to NIL, the future of NIL, and the snowball effect and where this is all leading, not just with college football, but with college athletics, Pat, he was putting it out there knowing good and well that they had worked within that gray area and some of those blurred lines. Nick Saban is one of the best at working in those gray areas and those blurred lines. With the evolution of either recruiting during the dead period and using Skype and video conferencing to other things that he's been able to do. Look, he was Texas A&M taking advantage. That's why if I'm a Texas A&M fan, I don't want to hear, as you said, Jimbo Fisher saying, well, no, they all came here for the right reasons and
oh, Don't give me that crap. Come on, man. That's a joke.
I mean, save yourself, because you're going to get pounded on.
Don't tell me about your science department. Everybody wants to go there because the curriculum. That's crap. I mean, just call it what it is.
Five stars aren't going to Alabama, I would say the majority of them, for the business school.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, people aren't going to Auburn for the vet school.
No.
Not if you're playing football.
Let's keep it real here.
I mean, come on. Let's just call it the way it is. So I really hope, and we all know Jimbo. Jimbo might have an idea of what exactly he was going to say or needs to say, but he will keep going. He'll just keep talking. He will not shut up when he needs to shut up.
Yeah, he's going to have a prepared statement, but he's an emotional talker, and I think he has a hard time cutting it off. Now, and he wants to get that last word in.
Now, the wild card is this,
mm-hmm.
and we are waiting on Jimbo Fisher. Right now, we are waiting the Aggie football program. So,
look at the security detail. He is now getting out of his school-issued SUV, cowboy boots.
Or was he in the minivan? Or was that Kirby? Who was in the minivan? When
Kirby
he was in
got dropped off.
That was Kirby.
That was Kirby.
Yeah.
Kirby was
by his
minivan.
Buddy's mom.
So I think that we're getting close. So we're going to carry that live. But the other wild card here is, do you think that Nick Saban has already called Jimbo Fisher? Do you think Nick Saban has already called Deion Sanders?
There you go. No. Oh, I think we're think it might be showtime.
All right, let's go out
showtime.
To College Station, Texas,
Giddy
Jimbo
up.
Fisher.
Coach, I'd like to respond to some comments made last night in Alabama.
Yes, I would. First of all, I'll say it's a shame that we have to do this. It's really despicable. It's despicable that somebody can say things about somebody and an organization. More importantly, 17-year-old kids. You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families. And they broke state laws. They're all money. We bought every player on this group. We never bought anybody. No rules were broken. Nothing was done wrong. It was all in the way we do things, the ethics in which we do things. And these families, it's despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this when he doesn't get his way or things don't go his way. The narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen, and it's ridiculous. But when he's not on top, and the parity in college football he's been talking about, go talk to coaches who coach for him. You'll find out all the parity. Go dig into wherever he's been. You can find out anything. And it's a shame that you got to sit here and defend 17-year-old kids and families and Texas A&M. Because we do things right, we're always going to do things right. But we're always going to be here. We're doing a heck of a job. These coaches have done a great job. Our players have done a great job. The whole organization of recruiting people. It's despicable that we got to sit here at this level of ball and say these things to defend the people of this organization, the kids, 17-year-old kids, and their families. It's amazing. Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out, what he does and how he does it. And it's despicable. It really is. And it's a shame we have to sit up here and have this conversation about things we do. And it's personal to us. Yes, it is. It's personal to A&M. It's personal to our players. It's personal to our coaches and everybody involved. And I know the guy, know him really well. It's amazing that we're allowed to do those things. It's really despicable. And I hate it for our players who are coming here, who did things the right way, have done things the right way, and will continue to do things the right way. I apologize to you, the people who insult you publicly the way they're doing it. And our fans, I apologize to you guys for people saying those things about Texas A&M. But promise you this, there are no violations. There are nothing wrong. It's the second time we've had to do this with grown men who don't get their way and want to pout, throw a fit, and act up. Just go ask all the people who work for him. You'll know exactly what he's about. I always said this. My dad always told me this. When people show you who they are, believe them. He's showing you who he is.
Questions? To the left, Olin.
A couple of things, Jimbo. First of all, have you had any contact with Nick since?
No. Oh, he's called.
You just didn't take the call?
Not going to. We're done.
And
he showed you who he is.
And then I just wanted to...
He's the greatest ever, huh?
And then I just wanted
when
to...
When you got all the advantages, it's easy.
And I just wanted to just put it point blank. So no players in your... You're saying that no players in
there's
the
22 received any There's no laws of anything we ever or, promised, done, anything... It goes against the laws of the state of Texas, and it's insulting to say a 17-year-old and his family broke laws. No.
Down front, Brent.
You know, y'all had both spoken so highly of each other in the past in terms of what y'all have done in your previous relationship. So how disappointing was it to hear that from him, you know, in terms of, you know, a mentor type to you?
It's disappointing.
Well?
No, it wasn't. No, listen, you coach with people like Bobby Bowden and learn how to do things. You coach with other people and learn how not to do things. There's a reason people don't go, I ain't went back and worked for them with opportunities.
Coach, back behind
don't
the lights.
Don't be associated with it.
Coach, is this an area where you would want to see the league office and the SEC, the commissioner's office get involved if coaches are putting out specific accusations of violence?
That's their job. That's fine. I'm sure they will. They'll reprimand or say something, and we'll move on, I guess. But this is about our players and Texas A&M and the people who work for and the coaches here. That's what this is about. Make a mistake. We're not going anywhere. We have still a lot of work to do. We're not where we want to be. This is going to be a great program, and we're building it into a great program.
Any other questions down front, Travis?
I know everyone saw the initial post from Sliced Bread or whatever, but where do you feel like this is coming from?
You got me. Sliced Bread. Well, but I mean, when coaches say that, come on, man. Especially, never mind, the operation and tactics of certain people who say them, and anybody who coach with him know them, and anybody out there in this business knows it. Amazing. Just go where he's been.
And I know that you don't necessarily, you can't have the conversation with people who do NILs or have that contact, but would you like to see the collective that does support?
I would like to find unified rules across this country to put things in place. That's what I want. And I don't know what those are. I'm not smart enough to figure it out. I don't know what the antitrust laws, all those bylaws. So the government need to step in because this is these things here. And what's funny, in that talk, right before he said that about us, wasn't he soliciting funds from the crowd? It's amazing, wasn't it?
To the left, Rob.
When you walk on water, I guess, don't matter.
Howdy, Coach. So you've told us how you don't look at social media. Tell us about when you found out about. I'm right here, Coach.
Mark Robinson called me.
Okay, and how important was it for you to have this press conference so that you could defend your players and your program?
I'm not defending anybody. I'm just giving you the truth. Because I have nothing to hide. I have nothing to hide, and our program has nothing to hide. Be interesting if everybody could say that.
Down front, Brent.
Yes, there's some thought on. Collectives, you know, schools, programs, collectives, universities, collectives. Are you aware of what they do, how they go about it, and
no,
so
I'm not.
Forth?
Okay. I'm
so
not
you have no knowledge of any of
they have collectives. I know there's a collective here. I don't know who's got what, when's got what. Had no idea last year. That is not what we do or what we're about.
I was going to say, that's by design. You saying, hey, I'm staying out of this.
Yeah, I mean, I have no sponsorships in those things. And that's the truth. Well, listen, I'm going to tell you one thing. You can call me anything you want to call me. You ain't calling me a cheat. I don't cheat and I don't lie. So I learned that when I was a kid. If you did, the old man slapped you side of the head. Maybe somebody should have slapped him. That's one thing you don't. Now you're fooling with their name. That don't. You're fooling with Texas A&M's name. You're saying with those kids' name and our name. I'll put it with any of them.
Front left, Olin.
Coach SEC.
I ain't into that. I wasn't raised that way.
Yeah, Jimbo, SEC spring meetings are coming up, the media days in a couple of months, and then October 8th. What do you think? That's is it going to be awkward?
And awkward about what?
When you have to face it or have to
– I don't mind confrontation. Live with it my whole life. Kind of like it myself.
Anything else? Rob and then Travis?
Backing away from it wasn't the way I was raised.
Coach, what do you say to your players about something like this?
Keep doing the right things and believe in yourself. And I'm sorry that people say those things about you, but I will defend you because I know nothing was wrong. That's what it's about. Talking about setting examples for players and creating value and all those good, you know, talks we have, he has. You know what I mean? Live it. It's amazing.
We'll go Travis and then Brent.
When you talk about uniform legislation.
Setting a hell of an example.
When you talk about uniform legislation, would you like to see that the schools be able to have a little bit more ability to?
I don't know that. I don't know what's right. It just needs to be uniformed across the board. And it's hard because the government's going to have to get involved with it. I'm not into that. I just know that what we did was nothing wrong. Was not done the wrong way. Nothing was promised. Nothing was deal. And we didn't buy any players.
You've been in this business a long time.
A long time.
And seen a lot of things.
It's disgusting to what we're into right now. Especially by the people who are throwing the darts. who have no glass in their house.
So my question was, is this the most upset, disappointed, angry you've been about something in your coaching career?
It's despicable for what it does for the sport. And the operations, the way things were done the other way, when the parity was there, like we said, never has been parity. Certain people never followed the rules anyway.
Do you suspect Nick has bent the rules?
No, I didn't say that. It's my statement.
All right, Coach. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing this.
You're welcome.
All right, there you have it. Jimbo Fisher not holding back whatsoever.
Good God.
Interesting comments coming out of College Station, Texas. Now, one thing he did say that I'm going to point out, in that diatribe that Nick Saban had last night, I don't remember him actually calling them cheaters. Jimbo kept referring to it as cheaters and calling a bunch of 17-year-olds cheaters.
Yep.
I mean, I hate to sound like a lawyer here, and I'm not trying to, you know, kind of go each sentence by sentence, but Nick Saban did not call him a cheater.
No.
And under the NIL, you notice what Jimbo said. We broke no state laws or federal laws.
Correct.
Which is absolutely 100% correct. But if you mean to tell me that every single kid that went to Texas A&M did not have some type of conversation with someone about a collective and about money that they could potentially earn, you are fooling no one, Jimbo.
Here, let's go back to what Nick Saban said. He didn't say that they broke any rules. He said, this is where it's going. This is the problem. This wasn't a Texas A&M is cheating and it's rampant cheating. That's not what he was saying. He was saying this all comes back to NIL, the blurred lines, what's in place right now and where this is going to lead for college athletics. But Jimbo, meanwhile, goes scorched earth. Jimbo, meanwhile, does lay out accusations, innuendo, read between the lines, go talk to anybody who's ever worked for him. That's how they do stuff. And how he does, and the advantages that he's had. And then makes references of walking on water, a narcissist, thinks he's God. I mean, Pat, Jimbo didn't have to do that. And I understand that he was upset and trying to defend his 17-year-old players. But goodness gracious. I mean, when he could have fired back with a simple statement and then maybe said, you know, this is ridiculous, it's despicable, we got to stop doing this and we got to stop, you know, coming out and saying these things. But he unloaded the entire arsenal.
Well, I mean, that's fine that he did that, but let's also keep in mind that Jimbo Fisher, I'm sure there's plenty of people down in Tallahassee, Florida, will raise plenty of questions of what Jimbo Fisher did in Tallahassee. Charles Kelly was one of his assistant coaches, was he not? He's on the staff at the University of Alabama. Do you think Charles Kelly knows where some bodies are buried? Here's the other problem with this, Landrum, and I've seen this story before, covering the conference as long as I've covered them. At one point in time, almost every school in the SEC was being investigated. Almost every school in the SEC's coaches hated each other, okay? Well, where's the SEC office in all this right now? You were letting two head football coaches in the most powerful conference in America go at it in a public atmosphere that it's embarrassing to this conference, period. Why? I mean, again, Jimbo Fisher needs to be careful.
Very careful. Because what he just laid out there, it does not, and look, what he said about Nick Saban, his staff, that program, how they do things, all of that. I mean, he just threw out more at Nick Saban personally and professionally than any talking head, writer, former player, former coach have combined throughout Nick Saban's career. I mean, that was almost like, I'm moving to Costa Rica, I'm retiring, I'm never gonna be here anymore. I'm just wow. You talk about the repercussions. And how this is going to get repaired? This is not going to get repaired. And he said, "No, I don't care. I invite confrontation. You know, I was raised that way. I kind of like it." Wouldn't take Nick Saban's phone call when he was asked. Did Nick Saban call you?
So in turn, he's turned around and he's accusing Saban and Alabama of cheating.
Absolutely, he was cheating. He was saying they were cheating.
But again, Nick Saban never said last night.
Never said that.
that they were cheating, that they bought players, which based under the NIL. And I also find it interesting how Jimbo Fisher has no clue, zero idea how collectives are run. Zero, none. Mm-hmm. He said it multiple times. I don't know. I have no idea. That's kind of scary, don't you think? How do you know that no rules were broken when you don't even know how the collectives operate? It's just a bad look, period.
Jimbo just used a grenade to kill a gnat when all it was going to take was a fly swatter.
That's so much for him taking the high road.
Oh, no. You could tell it in his voice, too. The trembling, the emotion. No, he was going scorched earth, and he did. And Greg Sankey, that's going to be a lot of fun.
I mean, how are you defaming 17-year-old kids? I'm around 17-year-old kids all the time. What did he say that disparaged 17-year-old kids? I know I sound like
I guess they were just in it for the money. They were just in it for the money. They weren't in it for the experience of going and playing for being a Texas A&M Aggie.
Jimbo's making $10 million a year. He's got a guaranteed contract.
Yep.
$75 million. He's got ranches.
Yep.
Ranches.
Ranches.
Multiple ranches. Come on, man.
Nah. He's going to regret saying, I think, a lot of the things that he said because he just opened up an entire
But just new keep can. In mind that Jimbo Fisher does not cheat. He does not lie.
Nope.
Never has.
Zero.
By the way, those the people who work for him. So Jimbo, you were a part of those staffs. So are you telling me you were complicit in whatever you're accusing him of doing?
He was on the LSU staff for 6 years.
Yeah. Well, I just walk out of the room and they had those conversations.
Sure. I mean, he wasn't a part of anything.
Nope.
Zero.
Doesn't know anything.
Don't cheat. Never Nothing. Have.
None.
Nope. Wow.
Oh, and Jameson Winston. Oh, let's not even go there, shall we?
Oh, Jameis Winston?
Yeah.
No.
Let's not go there at all.
Mm-mm.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yep. Good news, Commissioner Sankey. World Whiskey Day coming up this weekend.
Wow. You might need to pour a stiff one on that one.
Twin Peaks is your source for some of the top whiskeys on shelves. And celebrate World Whiskey Day with a tried and true favorite or try something new over a crystal clear ice ball. Allocated whiskeys vary by locations. Twin Peaks, never settle. We have lots of you that want to weigh in. We'll allow you to do so. Reaction to Jimbo Fisher's comments that we just carried here live. If you missed some of them, we'll play them throughout the show. It's Three Man Front in what has become a very, very interesting Thursday on Jocks 94.5. Today, John back tomorrow. Well, the comments from Nick Saban last night, directed at Texas A&M, their class, NIL. Jimbo Fisher, and we carried the press conference live from College Station to lead off the show. Wow, Pat. Some of the takeaways, Cliff Notes, if people are just now joining us, for what Jimbo Fisher said about Nick Saban directly.
Basically, he just said that going after 17-year-old kids like Nick Saban did last night, he also goes on to say he showed who he is. He's the greatest ever, huh? When you've got all the advantages, it's easy. Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find about how a guy, a lot of things you don't want to know. That was Jimbo Fisher a few moments ago. It's also interesting that these guys both have Jimmy Sexton as their agent. Can you imagine Jimmy Sexton? And you want to talk about deals. How do you think Jimbo's deal got done? Jimbo was playing both sides of the coin. He wanted to go to LSU.
Sure.
He told LSU he was coming. And then all of a sudden, he ends up at Texas A&M and gets that big contract.
Here's the thing. For those of that are saying, oh, they're defending Nick Saban. Well, here's the thing.
They're all crooked. We know that.
Nick Saban never said that they cheated. He didn't throw that out there. Like I said, you could have responded in a certain way, but now you want to go scorched earth. You want to throw those stones. And he made the reference of, you know, glass houses. Okay. Well, be careful what you ask for, because there will be someone somewhere that will take this on as their mission to go back and peel through your history.
Not a good
what's
idea.
Going on with your program. And no, nobody's calling him God. But I think in retrospect, Jimbo Fisher's probably going to look back at some of the things that he just insinuated, said, whatever, and regret what he said. How about our friends at Train? Your HVAC system is your most expensive appliance, and during the summer, it's constantly being pushed to the extreme. It's not a question of if it will fail, but when. You got to turn the brand recognized as the most trusted for 8 consecutive years, and that's Trane. A Trane system is going to keep you comfortable, give you peace of mind for years to come, knowing you got the industry's best. It's hard to stop a Trane. 800-239-WJOX, 834-9450. We'll go to your phone calls now. We'll start off with Porter. Porter, welcome in.
Good morning, guys. That was quite entertaining and funny. This is why Jimbo's still playing checkers and Saban's playing chess. Bravo to Saban, because he did what he wanted to do. And what's the old expression? If you give them a little rope, what they'll do?
They're going to hang themselves.
Every time. And that's literally what he just did. I couldn't count how many times he said despicable on that on that interview.
7 or 8. I think that was my tally that I had.
I think the over was about 20. He just opened up a Pandora's box pretty much. But you can see, as you can see, he's scared enough where he's not going to go too deep into that Pandora's box if that was the case. So
I find it very interesting, don't you, Porter, that he did say that he had not spoken to Nick, but Nick has called. Oh, he's called.
Yeah, I don't believe that. That's a lie. I don't believe that. He answered way too quick. And why would Coach Saban call him now after making those statements? For what?
I think maybe. Well, I don't know, though. I could see Nick Saban probably making a phone call just for clarity and what he was intending to say and what he was really addressing, which is the way that I read it, and it was NIL as a whole, mm-hmm. not Texas A&M's a bunch of cheaters.
Yeah. Well, see, once again, this is why I'm sorry to say. This is why Jimbo is slightly a weasel. So the thing is, he's played behind the scenes. He don't know what's going on, but once again, he's the puppet for all these billionaires out of Texas or out of Texas A&M. And so you don't know what's going on.
And let's also keep in mind, Porter, you're talking about a coach at Texas A&M, granted, had a big win against Alabama last year. Give him that. He has got the mm-hmm. exact same record through the same number of games that Kevin Sumlin did. So it's exactly. not like mm-hmm. he's tearing up the world. And all of a sudden, he's going to be a preseason top 10. How many actually think that Texas A&M is going to finish in the top 10?
I don't.
Yeah. No. And that's the thing. If you look at his track record from what he did 3 years prior to leaving Florida State, he literally shut down recruiting. He wasn't doing nothing recruiting-wise in Florida State.
That's because he wasn't
so all
cheating.
Of a sudden, he's gained great wind of recruiting now. He's a great recruiter now by his track record.
Porter, he doesn't cheat. He does it the right way.
No, not at all. That's why he's a weasel.
And he has no idea what a collective is. Has no idea what a collective is, what that's all about.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I know they're out there, but I just don't know how they work. Let's also keep in mind that when he was at Florida State, they had APR issues. Kids weren't going to class. Had all sorts of issues there. Matter of fact, when Willie Taggart got the job at Florida State, if I'm not mistaken, Landrum, he was amazed at the fact that nobody went to class. Just the very laid-back attitude, whether kids either went to class or not. It was no big deal. All under Jimbo Fisher.
John is in Huntsville listening on the ump. Hey, John.
Good morning. 3 quick points. Number one, the collective, how could he not know about it?
Exactly.
Number two, how did the A&M compliance and legal team let him do that this morning? They should have sat him down, calmed him down, and briefed him about what he could say and what he couldn't say. Because what he did today reminded me so much of Gary Hart in the 88 presidential primary.
Oh, good call.
Daring reporters to find me doing something wrong. I'm not doing anything wrong. And what did they find him? On the monkey business.
Mm-hmm.
The boat.
Yep.
Remember the picture?
Yep.
And I think that they will rue this day badly. And I can't think it would happen to a nicer person.
Good call. Thank you, John.
All right, I'm gonna share a tweet with you. Ira Shaffel, who is on this program a good bit, he has covered Florida State for a very long time, so he's got an interesting perspective to all this. He just tweeted out just a moment ago, the funniest part of this might have been that Jimbo's defending the honor of these players. No one is criticizing the players if they take money for signing. Saban was calling you and your operation out, Jimbo, not the players. But Jimbo, as you can tell,
he wanted to use that as his platform, defending 17-year-olds.
Yeah, I'm out here defending my kids. You know, it's despicable. You going after 17-year-old kids.
No.
I never heard Nick Saban say that.
Nope, didn't.
And by the way, I don't think that he was standing up there last night at the World Games trying to solicit funds for people to give the collective at the University of Alabama. That was not the portion of that conversation last night.
No, he was actually saying that, you know, we're not there yet. We're kind of behind and trying to figure it out. I'm just worried where this is going to go and what it's going to lead to. Man.
Doesn't kind of reflect poorly on Jimbo if he says, well, I think we have a collective, but I don't know what goes on with it.
Well, I mean, that's dangerous.
Well, how do you not know what's going on?
Well, you either look like you're naive and you're out to lunch, or you're just a liar.
Yep.
Those are two options there. But here's who it really looks bad on, Conrad. As a whole, he just took a big dump on the SEC and the Southeastern Conference.
No doubt.
That's who the big loser is today. This is seeing the couple fight in public. And guess who they take a dump on when they fight in public?
And I'm telling
the
you,
the child that's with that couple.
The early 2000s was ugly, ugly, ugly in this conference. Mike Slive did everything he could to try to clean this up. He had multiple coaches' meetings in the downtown office telling guys to cut the crap, cut it out. Everybody was backstabbing everybody. Everyone was turning each other in. There had always been these gentlemen's agreement. And, of course, you know, the whole Albert Means crap kind of stirred up all sorts of things in the early 2000s. But yeah, I mean, when you've got two of the biggest names in college football, and they're going at it like this, Greg Sankey's going to earn every dollar he has, because they are going to have to get this under control, because the rest of the country, this will be the lead, this will be the main story, unless Tiger Woods shoots like 10 under today. This will be the story, period.
I mean, you can go to ESPN, just look at one of their headlines. And what they led with this morning, and here's the top headline. You see it there on the right side of the screen. Saban, Texas A&M bought every player on team. So what do you think they're going to say with Jimbo Fisher when it says Fisher? That's the thing. You can't even get all of that into a headline. We continue with your phone calls, 800-239-WJOX, 834-9450, at the number 3-man front on Twitter, you know, at Pat Smith Radio and at Landrum Roberts.
Two biggest winners today. Two biggest winners. One is the television entity that will probably put this in prime time. Ads will go through the roof. Big time money made. And also ticket scalpers.
This is true.
For October 8th in Tuscaloosa.
Gosh.
142 days away.
Oh, I mean, you only think there's bloodthirsty fan base right now.
Probably not a good year for Jimbo to go off on Nick coming to Tuscaloosa.
No. You think Nick going back to Baton Rouge and burning him in effigy? What do you think they're going to be doing to the likeness of, speaking of likeness?
And listen, I'm going to be very careful what I'm about to say here, but like when you get behind a microphone like Jimbo just did and he says these type comments about, I don't lie, I don't cheat.
You got to be really, really careful.
You got to be careful. We've seen this with presidents.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen this with public officials. We've seen it countless times. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yep. Better be very, very careful. And if you're just looking at it from that aspect because you're so enraged,
I don't
and you
lie,
let your emotions,
I don't cheat.
Nope.
I wasn't brought up that way.
Nope.
Well, you know, don't.
They're not just going to be digging into recruiting, Jimbo.
No, just.
Nope. Nope.
Got to be careful there.
Yep. We get back to your phone calls. Let's go to Randy. He's in Tuscaloosa. Randy, welcome in.
Hey, guys. I'm just annoyed at the lack of integrity in sports reporters. This isn't rocket science. Was there a collective? Did you know about it? And are they paying your players? It's real simple, but they never came back to the question.
Do you think they're going to actually ask him that question in the state of Texas with all those guys sitting in front of him?
You would think somebody would, but I guess not. I mean, I get it. I get go for the home team, but I don't lie. I don't cheat, and now he doesn't answer questions. I guess that's the trifecta or the hat trick for today.
Well, he's defending 17-year-old kids. It's despicable.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Nobody said anything about cheating. Nobody says illegal. Nobody said they're bad parents. Nobody went after kids. Nobody broke any laws. It's just, did you pay your players?
Or did you use large sums of cash to lure them to come and play for you?
Did you go to McDonald's and instead of getting a Big Mac, you got a big wad?
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, when you guys get to Atlanta, though, I want y'all to promise the listeners that you'll hit him with a straight up question. You'll keep redirecting it back to the question when he tries to go all over the world.
Oh, don't worry about that. That's coming. We just hope that we get the first questions because somebody's going to go there. Somebody's definitely going to go there before probably we get to do it. Thank you, Randy. We appreciate you. Wow.
If I'm in compliance, I'm really worried. When Jimbo Fisher says, I don't know how the collectives work. I have no idea.
If you're just sitting there with your compliance staff, like, damn it, he really just said that?
That you're not cheating. How do you know? He claims that there were no laws broken in the state of Texas, but if you don't know how the collectives work, how can you say that?
Here's what I just learned from that, too. Jimbo doesn't appear to answer to anyone. You think Ross Bjork was really, really thrilled with his comments and what he just said? You think the Board of Regents listening to that went, oh, you think the boosters out there that may or may not have had anything to do with the last recruiting cycle, you think they're excited about what he just said?
They're about to hand him another extension.
Or
tomorrow.
Maybe they build him a damn statue.
Now, I'll tell you what it's done. All those people that are pumping money into the Texas A&M Collective, they probably are getting a huge increase of fundage this morning. After having Jimbo go off like that, man, they're sending that clip out to everybody.
Oh, he's a hero to a lot of the Aggie fans.
Oh, there's right no. Are you kidding me?
You finally said what everybody's been thinking all these years.
Yeah,
that's the attitude. Rod is in Birmingham. Rod, welcome in.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing great.
I got a couple of questions. I got one a while back. Lane Kiffin made the comment about the NIL and how the budget at Ole Miss is. It's not enough to be able to compete with a lot of the teams. And basically what Saban said in his press conference yesterday, whatever he was talking about, some of the players that's always wanted to go to Alabama, and then now when he goes to meet with them, well, so-and-so is offering me this. Can you match it? He didn't say schools, but it makes me wonder if some of those five stars that were on Alabama's radar, and he went to meet with them a while back, and they're like, well, Texas A&M's offering me $500,000. What can you do? Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
I mean, I'm just trying to wrap my head around why Jimbo don't know nothing about the NIL, but there's players out there that you know are getting paid a fortune. That they've got the most five stars in the history that they've ever signed. All of a sudden, now that there's an NIL.
Well, like, so in the closing hours when you're trying to close on a recruit, and there's a recruit who's either committed to you, he's on the fence, whatever. These assistant coaches, they're recruiters, they're main recruiters that have had these relationships sometimes for 4 or 5 years. When ultimately that kid calls you and he says, hey, coach, you know what? I'm gonna go play in College Station. I'm gonna commit to Texas A&M. I'm gonna sign. This is why. You don't think they get feedback from those kids on exactly what the determining factor was? Of course. So he's not pulling this out of thin air. There's no way he's going to make a blanket statement about every kid that you signed and say what he did if he didn't have pretty good knowledge. Because they're in on a lot of the same prospects.
And Saban didn't want to just call Texas A&M out, but I'm not 100% sure this is how it went down, but some of those linebackers that had Alabama number one on their list from 10th grade, and then all of a sudden, as soon as NIL come out, they're going to Texas A&M. He meets with their families, and they're like, oh, this is what we're being offered. What can you give us? I'm not saying that happened, but it seems like something like that took place.
Yeah. Appreciate the phone call.
Does that make me sound crazy?
No. No, Rod. I think any rational person that's trying to look at this from all angles and perspectives would probably come to that rationale.
You know, it's interesting. Part of what Jimbo said about 45 minutes ago, he said, you coach with people like Bobby Bowden and learn how to do things. You coach with other people and learn how not to do things. There's a reason I ain't went back and worked for him with opportunities. Don't want to be associated with him. He coached under Nick Saban for over 5 seasons at LSU. When Nick Saban went to Miami, he stayed there as offensive coordinator under Les Miles. He was also offered the University of Alabama Birmingham job back in 2008, but the Board of Trustees would not give him a $600,000, or I think he wanted $1 million to be the head coach at UAB. The Board of Trustees said, no, thank you. Don't want any. So I don't know if there's some bad blood in regards to Maybe he wasn't offered a position with the Dolphins. Maybe that's kind of been under his craw. Maybe it was a situation where he had an opportunity to be a head coach and the board of trustees in Tuscaloosa said, no, thank you. Move along.
I thought the beat his ass comment last summer was just in gamesmanship and having fun and two old buddies that kind of bust each other's chops. But apparently there's a lot of built up animosity, resentment with Jimbo Fisher. Lots of you waiting to weigh in. We're going to allow you to do so. 800-239-WJOX. It's Three Man Front. We are Jocks 94.5.
Oh, nothing like a little Rick Astley as the SEC is burning down to the ground as we speak.
Well, not the entire SEC, right?
just the Western Division. That's all.
Boy.
Hey, you know, I find it ironic.
What a great day to be at Vanderbilt, right?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Ian Clark Lee's like, oh, this is great.
The irony of Jimbo Fisher calling Nick Saban a narcissist, but he calls a press conference to talk about things.
Well, what am I supposed to do, Pat? Gonna defend those 17-year-old kids?
17-year-old guy, that gotta be defended.
Defend those kids. I don't let you sit here and talk about them. Despicable.
I would love to go through the 2023 high school athletes in the state of Alabama. And I would love to put them under a lie detector test, perhaps in a court of law, and have them testify whether anybody from Texas A&M has potentially offered them
or just mentioned. You know, we got a collective.
The collective and potentially what you could do in NIL.
Don't tell Jimbo, though, because he doesn't know about this.
Well, of course he doesn't.
So just keep it between us.
Zero. And it was so awful that he continued to coach under Nick Saban for many, many years.
Well, what Jimbo has
always called him the best, right?
Right. He's the best.
Always called him the best until he said he was going to whip his ass last year, and he beat him. And then now he says he's not God. He doesn't walk on water.
Well, what Jimbo has done is he has taken a shot at who we believe, I know that you do, most people probably, the best college football coach that's ever coached the game. He's taking shots at him professionally and personally. Taking shots at the University of Alabama. He has basically taken a big poop on the Southeastern Conference as a whole and how this is going to play out through the media. And he has also screwed up my Mexican pizza food challenge.
So, by the way, we will try to do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
We were going to do it today in the 11 o'clock hour, but obviously.
Literally sitting here looking at 10 Mexican pizzas.
Yeah. He will not consume any of those, as we will continue to take your phone calls in regards to what's going on between Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban. Now, Texas A&M 2022 signing and five-star wide receiver Evan Stewart, he tweeted 5 minutes ago, I play because I love football, but now if you want to ask me about how I get my bread, which I agree no man should be wondering about another man's pockets anyways, I'm just reading the tweet.
It's so funny you read.
I'm just reading the tweets exactly the way they were written.
It probably sounds just as bad when you're reading it. So go ahead. I'm not taking a shot at you.
Okay.
It's entertaining.
I get my bread, which I agree no man should be wondering about another man's pockets. Anyways, I get money because of my character and image. LOL. And for the rest of our class, we all clowns that love to play football.
Oh, wait.
That's from Evan Stewart.
Clown Act.
I'm just reading you exactly what it says right there.
I'm seeing it.
I'm just telling you.
Okay.
So another man shouldn't be worrying about where he gets his bread.
Pat, you need to just read rap lyrics like that on air one day.
Yeah. Pat reads
rap. That would be gold. Yeah,
Pat reads rap.
That would be gold.
Yeah. It'd be great. We'll continue with phone calls. 800-239-WJOX. Let's go to Casey's in Montgomery, listening on Sports Radio 740. Hey, Casey. Hey, Casey. Conrad, if you could check on Casey. Okay. We'll continue. Terry, welcome in.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
I hope Jimbo Fisher ain't got no political aspirations, because if he don't lie and he don't cheat, he'll never make it. hey, Pat, Your comments you made about Auburn players, they do go to the Auburn University for the vet school because they got a bunch of jackasses running things down there. Take care,
guys. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. You know that was coming.
Man.
Didn't see that one coming, did you?
Nope. Nope. Take a shot while you can. Terry took a shot at his own team that he's a fan of. 800-239-WJOX. Ah, be interested to see what this gentleman says. Bama Hater, what's up?
What's happening?
Hey.
Ain't no fun when the rabbits got the gun, huh? Hey, I got a little rebuttal, especially to Pat.
Okay.
With all his Alabama love. He said that he thinks the recruits ought to get a lie detector test, Jimbo. I think Mr. Nick needs to get a lie detector test. Why did he get all the five stars since almost the time that he's been there? Ask Nick some questions. But this is what Pat asked. If Nick was soliciting when he was giving that interview. And so let me tell you what Nick did say. He said, I know that we're going to lose recruits because somebody's going to pay the players to come there. I think more supporters we have at Alabama in all sports that are willing to sponsor players to promote their business or whatever you want to call it, it's going to help our program.
Hang on, Bama Hater. We're up against the clock. More of your phone calls next.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers' world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.